Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh, John Mayer had his appendix out. Oh, tonight would have been the night.
Yep.
Oh, man. Winterland. If you had tickets for tonight's Winterland, hold on to them. It's been postponed. We're working to get a date as soon as possible. It's got to work out for everybody. We still want to do it at the Masonic. And, you know, John Mayer's schedule has to allow. But he canceled everything through the end of the year, it looks like.
Oh. Well, wasn't that what the doctor ordered him
yes,
to do?
Yes, the doctor said you should take off till the end of the year. You've been going pretty hard. And so
well, he's doing double duty, too. He was doing the Dead & Company and then jumping off that and doing his solo shows.
Yep.
And that was the plan for our show tonight, was
him alone and
Maren coming
Morris
off of, I don't know where the Dead & Company would have been at that point or if that would have ended right before coming here, but he's been busy.
And Matt Nathanson was going to play tonight, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, I hope they can just put the whole lineup
and
back
Maren
together.
Morris, yeah.
Anyway, as soon as we get a rescheduled date on that, of course, we'll pass that along to you. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Gumps. Celebrate the joyfulness of the holidays. If it's from Gumps, they'll love it. I'm always interested to see the Netflix stuff. You know, they don't get ratings the way other places do. Nielsen ratings, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
but
everyone
uses it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the big shows. In fact, didn't the Golden Globes, I want to say Netflix got like 9 of its shows or something?
It's not surprising at
were
all.
Nominated.
They've got some absolutely great original programming on there. And the one thing that's different about a Netflix from, you know, regular broadcast TV is that while we're not getting the numbers, they 100% know what people are watching on their service. If it got streamed, they know about it.
Well, and it also something like Stranger Things takes over publicly. Yeah, I mean, it becomes a thing that you don't even need to look at the numbers. You can just turn on anything and go, wow, everyone's watching our show.
Right. So Netflix still hasn't released any hardcore numbers on how big Stranger Things was, but they've released a few year-end lists based on people's viewing habits. It doesn't feature much of Stranger Things because the data was collected through October of this year. And that while Stranger Things was it the 29th or was it? It was a couple days before. It was the weekend before Halloween that they released it, right?
The 29th, yes.
So it does figure into these lists, but because it was a year's worth of data, it's only 2 days of Stranger Things. So while it is on some of these lists, it's not dominant the way you think it might be. So the top five shows that people devoured, meaning they watched more than 2 hours per day, were American Vandal.
I haven't even heard of that
one. Me either. 3%, which John and I watched in one weekend.
Oh, did you love it?
It's great. It's total sci-fi. It's, however, I will say, it's in Portuguese. I think it's like set in Brazil, and so it's all subtitles. But it's freaking great! Oh my God! It's like Saw meets The Hunger Games or something like it. It's so good.
All right.
3%. 13 Reasons Why. Anne with an E. And Riverdale. Isn't Riverdale where, like, Superman's from or something?
Oh, no, Riverdale. I thought it was the Archie.
No, is it Riverdale where the elves from Lord of the Rings?
No, that's Rivendell.
Oh, that's Rivendell.
No, Riverdale, I thought, was a TV show on CW or WB.
No. Riverdale's on Netflix.
Oh,
although,
sorry.
Maybe it is a CW thing that they're just running on Netflix. But you're right. That is where Archie and Betty and Veronica and Jughead are from.
Yeah, Archie Andrews starts the school year with the world weighing on his shoulder, blah, blah, blah.
What? And that's highly rated.
Yeah, devoured. It means people watched more than 2 hours per day. The top five shows that were savored, which means people watched them but watched less than 2 hours per day, were The Crown, Big Mouth, Neo Yokio.
Huh?
Any idea what that is? Neo sounds like...
No.
A series of unfortunate events and Glow. I hear a lot about Glow. So that means that those shows were savored, according to Netflix, less than 2 hours per day. They also listed the top five shows that, quote, got us cheating, meaning that people... Now, this was from a survey, not from their hard numbers. This was... They asked Netflix subscribers. These are the top five shows that got us cheating, meaning that people watched them ahead of their significant other or the person that they had promised to watch
okay.
them with.
Sure.
Narcos was number one. 13 yeah. Reasons Why. You
Narcos,
love Narcos.
Well, the first two seasons were excellent. The fact that I haven't finished the third season tells you everything you need to know. The villain is gone.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
That's okay. I'll just watch the first two seasons.
The villain is gone?
The villain. The one that you're like, oh, that person is just evil.
Was that Griscilla?
No. I don't want to say anything else, but it's just not as... I fell off.
Well, it was the number one show that people cheated on their person, their watching partner with. 13 Reasons Why, Stranger Things, Orange is the New Black, and Sense8. The top five shows that brought us together. The ones that people watched in groups or as a family. Also from the survey. Because they're not looking through your TV, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Things was number one. 13 Reasons Why, a series of unfortunate events. CBS's Star Trek Discovery, which is on Netflix for international audiences.
You're all over that, right?
Yeah, but I subscribe to CBS All Access in order to watch it. I don't believe that in the States we can see it.
Hmm.
On Netflix, I should say. But apparently for international audiences, Star Trek Discovery is out there. It's so good. I'm so happy that I love it so much. And number five was Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life. Everybody watched that one together. Netflix is having a little fun with their Twitter account. They shamed some people for their viewing habits. Netflix tweeted, to the 53 people who've watched A Christmas Prince every day for the past 18 days, who hurt you? I guess 18 days ago, they released this. It's a Netflix original, A Christmas Prince. I've never heard of it. And 53 people have watched it at least once a day, every day for the last 18
really?
Days. An entertainment reporter said, why are you calling people out like that, Netflix? And Netflix said, I just want to make sure you're okay. A rep confirmed that 53 people have watched A Christmas Prince every day for 18 days. And it's so they're saying it's a little sinister that they're calling these people out specifically, but also a little self-serving because that is a Netflix original movie. So I guess they're trying to let people know. Maybe there's only 53 people who are watching it.
It's a comedy. The description is, when a reporter goes undercover as a tutor to get the inside scoop on a Playboy prince, she gets tangled in some royal intrigue, ends up finding love.
Oh.
But will she be able to keep her lie?
Oh, yeah. I love that's like the classic problem in movies where you lied to get yourself into a situation and now you find yourself having real feelings, but your whole thing is based on a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not going to love you anymore. But then he realizes, oh, my God, I can't live without her. Speaking of weird Netflix subscriber stuff, one person has watched Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl every single day for the whole year. Maybe their dog likes it and they just put it on when they leave for work. So 365 days in a row. And someone in the UK watched Bee Movie. That's the one where Jerry Seinfeld voices a bee, right? It's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
I like that movie. Not enough to watch it 357 times in the past year, but, you know, it's a cute movie. But maybe that's a kid. That's a parent saying, yeah, go ahead, watch it again. I don't care. You seem to have survived so far. The Charles Manson death certificate has been released.
Oh, you're done with the Netflix thing?
Oh, did you have more?
I was just going to say, when I went to bed last night, the Pats were losing, and the missus had, I gave her the remote, and she switched over to The Shooter, which she's been going through, and it's...
That's on Netflix?
It's Hooman's old boyfriend.
What?
Remember Ryan... I think it's Ryan Phillippe. that Hooman went to dinner with?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had a wonderful 5-hour-long dinner. 5 bottles of wine. Great conversation.
Did you know he's starring in a Netflix original?
He's talking to a
listener. Talking to the winner.
Oh, she's glued to it.
The shooter.
And I don't know what it is, but she's been mowing the thing.
Huh?
It's about a Marine sniper.
What was the question?
Oh, wait, that can't be it.
What was the question?
No, I think that's it.
No, because this is a movie. What's it called?
The Shooter.
The Shooter.
It's a Netflix
original, and it stars Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, huh. I didn't know about it.
Yep.
Can't believe he didn't email you.
Yeah. We don't talk ever since we had dinner together that one time.
You stopped
talking? Weird. You guys bonded, and then...
You still have his number?
He just dumped you.
I tried calling it 2 years ago. It was disconnected.
Because he gave it out too much.
Well, he's going through a tough time. I mean, come on. Didn't you just report some story? Some girl saying he threw him down the stairs?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Girlfriend.
I think he's probably changed his number every, few months.
A million times. But actually, Shooter, it's a TV series based on the 2007 film with the same name.
Oh.
So he, Ryan, is the lead role as an expert marksman living in exile.
Oh.
He's on the run, but he has a family. And when I went to bed, because I got stuck for a second there seeing what the heck she was watching, he had devised a way to see his wife.
Oh.
You know, because he loves her.
Yeah.
And
of course he does.
Against the fact that the FBI is after him.
Yeah. And you'd think they'd be watching his wife.
Right. They are.
Well, it says he's coaxed back into action after learning of a plot to kill the president.
Well, I know he was able to find his way into a bathroom that she went to use, and they made out there, and I thought, gross and great at the same time. Public bathrooms.
Touch as little as possible.
You don't even
want
to breathe in there.
No. I've held my breath in a public bathroom before.
Me too.
Anything else about Netflix?
No, that was it. You didn't mention it at all. The Shooter. Show, yeah.
Yeah, no.
All right.
Charles Manson, the death certificate is released, and TMZ, of course, has it. He died of acute cardiac arrest and complications from his battle with colon cancer. It was released by Kern County. He died in Bakersfield. Cardiac arrest is the immediate cause of death. Respiratory failure and metastatic colon cancer are the underlying causes. Some doctor yelling right now.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
Dummy. Can't say any words. Manson died on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. At a hospital in Bakersfield, California. He was transferred there from Cochrane State when his condition worsened. In fact, he was going to go have some operate. They went, no, this dude's frail. He won't make it. Plus, also, let's not spend any more money on him. Haven't we spent enough taxpayer money on this a-hole? The document is short on details about him. His mother and father's names are listed as unknown. Ditto for his occupation, although we all pretty much know. Cult leader, murderer. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess murder through cult. And songwriter.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Did you mention that one?
No. That should be listed. Maybe it was a month ago or so. I'm not sure I did this story on the air, but I read it. You read stuff and you're not sure if you brought it to the air or not. Neil Young was going to auction off his model trains.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he's been collecting them for years and years. As you probably know, he and his ex-wife, Peggy, started the Bridge School in California, and they do the big benefit. It's a school for children with disabilities, and Young started collecting model trains in the 90s as a way of bonding with his son, Ben, who was diagnosed with cerebral palsy in 1978. So they've been raising money for the Bridge School ever since, and he decided to auction off his model trains and other stuff, like musical stuff as well. I mean, Neil Young's probably got a zillion things he could auction that people would be interested in.
Right.
So I have some of those.
Oh, okay.
So the trains... He sold off about 230 pieces from his collection, raised about $300,000 on the trains alone. He's got some pretty rare pieces, like a custom-painted Commodore Vanderbilt 464 locomotive.
What?
I don't know. And that was one of the most expensive train lots. That went for $10,000. Little miniature
train. Oh, they're that little?
Oh, they're miniature trains. It's a minute, you know, like a train set you'd have in your basement.
Oh, I was thinking they're like trains you sit on and you ride the grounds of your estate.
Oh, no. No, well, maybe. I mean, I'm picturing, you know, those little miniature train enthusiasts.
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm totally thinking something else.
Maybe,
okay.
Maybe, you know what? Look that up.
I don't think I'm right. I just assume he's got a giant farm size.
Why wouldn't he have train tracks going everywhere?
Well.
Right.
They're model trains.
Little models.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been to Train Town yet in Sonoma with your daughter?
No, we have not.
You've got to make the trip up there. Oh, and stop at Crossroads up there. It's on the way. And it's this garden that's free. You just walk through it. And they've divided it up into all these rooms divided by hedges. And each one's like designed totally different. It's crazy magic. It's beautiful.
Which thing is called Crossroads?
Crossroads is that one. That's the first
one. The garden.
The garden. And then head up. It's only another 5 miles to Traintown.
Traintown.
Oh, make a day of it. Your daughter would freaking love it.
Maybe over the vacation.
Oh, well, winter's not the best time for the garden, but whenever.
I know that...
I'll remind you in the spring.
The North Bay is open for business for
it
sure.
It is. So everybody do what you can to support them over the holidays.
We had friends over the weekend over for dinner, and she had said her and a friend went up to Napa on purpose.
Yep.
Because they wanted to
Let's just go spend some money
business.
And support it. And I think I'm going to take my parents up there. I think it's called... What if I have the name wrong? I think it's called Crossroads, but it's right where Route 12 takes off. But we go up there often, actually, and I haven't been up since the fires, and so I'm going to take my mom and dad up there.
I actually asked. She said she stayed in downtown Napa, and I said, how was it? And she said, you wouldn't know downtown Napa was unaffected.
Right.
You wouldn't know it happened.
Can you see, though, in the hills surrounding?
She said she didn't see anything.
Oh.
So I don't know if they got there late and left early or it's just from downtown Napa. You can't catch a view of it.
So open for business, everybody.
Sarah,
let's go support them.
It might be called Cornerstone Gardens.
Yes, Cornerstone Gardens. Thank you. Cornerstone. Damn it. It was something
close.
Like that. I know where it is. I just pull in.
Yeah. I've been there.
Oh, you have? Oh,
well,
my
just
God.
Just once.
Did you go through the garden?
We did.
It's fantastic. And they change it all the time. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Humongous, too. Like ponds. And it's beautiful. Anyway, back to Neil Young. So he sold about $300,000. He raised $300,000 with these model trains. Other items up for auction included rare cars, musical gear, his 1953 Buick Code 76 Roadmaster Skylark convertible, complete with an embossed steering wheel hub that reads "Customized for Neil Young," sold for $400,000. So a large portion of the proceeds, according to Reuters anyway, a portion of the proceeds is going to go to the Bridge School.
What car was that again?
It's a 1953 Buick Code 76 Roadmaster Skylark convertible.
It's like a bomb.
Oh, man. Oh. How much fun would my commute be in that puppy?
I don't know.
Be expensive, probably. It's my guess.
Oh, right.
You'd probably be driving slower and have both hands on the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And be going like this.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually. I was talking to a car guy who told me that all those old cars are no fun to drive.
They're hard. Like John's truck, you got to hold on and move it.
Bogus.
Move the steering wheel. Yeah. And then the...
rack and pinion steering.
Yeah. And the gear shift. Like you're just... It's hard. It's hard.
I should just buy a new Mustang.
Yeah, you should.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you
That'd
need more.
That'd be a little
more
too
tickets.
Fun for you. I think you're good in the Prius.
Okay, thanks.
Feels like the right fit.
Thanks so much.
Sure. Listen, I want to quickly tell you some of the people who are in the Amazing Race.
Mm-hmm.
I read through the whole list.
Is it us?
It's not us. It premieres Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. If you're a fan of The Amazing Race, and even if you're not, like some of the groups this year, the pairs are really good. First of all, San Jose's own Joey Chestnut. And
good
he's teamed
him.
With another, he's a champion competitive eater.
He's his main claim to fame is he wins the hot dog contest in, is it 4th of July?
I believe it is 4th of July back east, like Long Island.
It's Coney Island or something
Island
like
hot
that.
Hot dog eating
yeah,
challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
He's teamed with Tim Janis, who's another former competitive eater.
Oh.
But they're calling it the most competitive group of racers ever to compete. So we've got some lifeguards in there, two retired NBA players, Cedric Caballos.
Okay.
Is that, am I saying that? And Sean Marion. Then we've got goat yoga instructors.
Oh, wow.
Goat yoga?
Yeah. We've seen,
where
it's
the goats
so
jump on your back when you do yoga. You've never seen that?
They have videos out.
I'll They're not full-size goats.
Baby
they have to be those
goats,
babies, right?
Babies, yeah. Okay. Are those kids?
Cody and Jessica from Big Brother last summer. Cody, the Marine dude with the weird face.
Oh.
And Jessica, the hottie, the hostess from Las Vegas.
Oh, you know who I'm thinking is the... Okay, I got it.
Cody and Jessica
got
are
it.
One of the teams. This is the new lineup for...
Good for them.
Yeah, for the Amazing Race.
It'll be funny to see if they can, if they're still together or if they're just doing a TV show.
Right. We've got the former president of the Yale debate team and the top-ranking female debater in the world in 2016.
Oh.
What's her name?
Her name is Evan Lynyak, Lynyak, and his name is Henry Zhang. Two musicians, it looks like they're saying here, Billboard chart-topping musician in the string quartet Well Strung. So that must be on like the classical charts or something. Yeah. But two people from that band. An IndyCar driver. This guy won, Alexander Rossi, won the Indy 500 in 2016. And Connor Daly, who placed second in the Detroit Grand Prix. We've got Ring Girl Instagram models. And then there's Joey Chestnut. Professional skier, second place, world champion, third place, X Games skier, Christy Leskinen. And Jen Hudak, who's a two-time X Games gold medalist and four-time national champion.
Johnny probably knows him.
And then a couple firefighters, too. Hmm. So there's that. The Amazing Race. I know.
It's going to be a tough season for people.
Very competitive.
Yeah.
So this is the 30th season of The Amazing Race, premiering January 3rd, 2018. All right, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Hanukkah makes the news. Apple Park makes the news. I'll get to that airline cigarette story and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Volvo. Hey, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. That's in theaters this Friday, December 15th, and we've got a pair of tickets. Fandango's given us some tickets, and you can go check out Star Wars, The Last Jedi on us and Fandango.
And just a gentle reminder, everyone, Sarah, and Sarah's incredible husband, John, will be reviewing Star Wars. The Last Jedi, Thursday at 9 a.m.
Yep.
The restraint you guys are showing in not sharing any info about it is incredible.
Thank you.
Remind me at the break. I'll share some info with you.
Please don't.
I feel like I haven't gotten nearly enough.
Remind me at the break. At 9 o'clock, we can talk about
it. It's the biggest movie of 2017.
Hands down.
By far, right?
Yeah. Oh, everyone will line up to see it. Remind me at the break.
And there you guys sit, just all.
We saw it in the best movie theater in the world.
The world, everyone. The world.
That's what they keep telling me. See, like, I mean, it's great. I'm not just in the movie theater, but...
Did they set up little treats?
No.
Oh, no. There was zero food.
No.
Luckily, we ate.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started. I was just looking at pictures. Remember the time I took my iPhone into the swimming pool?
Yes.
And took pictures? That was at the Bay Club, and I was just looking at pictures remembering summer. Good times. Anyway, the Bay Club is open and ready for you to go and get in shape or enjoy all kinds of great services they have there.
Oh,
did you guys go swimming that when we had our event and you guys were at the Los Gatos courtside?
We did not.
Do they have an indoor pool or do they heat the outdoor one?
I'm sure they heat the outdoor pool, but we did not go.
I know your daughter wanted to.
The girls split before I was even finished. They came.
Said hello.
Hung with Santa, who made a surprise appearance.
Yay.
Check that off the list.
Right, and then they had other things to get to. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Thank you. Is it day one?
It is. Tonight is the night. It begins. So happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. And Merry Christmas and happy Kwanzaa
holidays.
And anything else you're celebrating.
Feliz Navidad.
We're not trying to leave you out. We just, you know, don't know. Whatever
no
it is.
No one knows.
We don't
12
know.
Days of holiday.
Real quick, I'll mention this again because it's not only big news here in the Bay Area, it's nationwide. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee, the city's first Asian American mayor, died early this morning after suffering a heart attack. He was only 65.
We put a real nice picture of him
I
up
saw
on our
that,
Instagram.
You said. It's a great picture of him.
The sudden news came in an email early this morning that said basically he'd passed away while out at the grocery store earlier that evening.
Right.
He suffered a heart attack and passed away at the hospital at 1:11 a.m. So... And
just
he is survived
horrible.
By his wife, Anita, and his two daughters, Brianna and Tanya. So, and Board of Supervisors President London Breed has become acting mayor, effective immediately. And they'll sort all that out.
She looks tough. You showed me. I didn't know anything about London Breed.
Yeah, she's a native. Here.
Oh, San Franciscan? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she. The picture he gave me, she's all like, like, oh, good. Taken over.
Oh, and don't forget, there's a press conference this morning at 10 a.m. And
okay, Apple Park.
Yeah.
You
what
know,
about
it's,
it?
Well, it's one of the world's most expensive buildings.
How much
did you
it
know
got?
That?
I did not. I, you know, it stands to reason, right? I mean, it's like super futuristic. It's a one of a kind design.
It tops the list of the most expensive buildings in the United States
like
with an estimated $5 billion price tag for construction.
Holy cow. More expensive than like big high-rises and stuff?
Yes. Apple Park tops a U.S. list of priciest buildings that include six casinos, a Manhattan skyscraper, and a baseball stadium.
Wow.
Let's see here.
Is it just humongous?
The Cosmopolitan of Vegas cost $4.24 billion.
Oh.
One World Trade Center on the list, known as the Freedom Tower, was $3.92 billion. The Wynn, the Bellagio, the Palazzo, then the Trump Taj Mahal, and then Yankee Stadium.
Oh.
Also down the list a little ways is the $1.3 billion Santa Clara Levi's Stadium.
Salesforce Tower on there?
It's not. And I don't know why. I can't imagine why that's not.
Seems like an expensive, extremely
you'd expect
tall.
That it would be, sure. It's not on the list and I don't know why. But that's not even the most expensive buildings in the world. Worldwide, the top three most expensive buildings include...
The Wiz Khalifa?
No! The Braj Al Bayat Hotel and Residential Complex that looms over the Mecca pilgrimage site in Saudi Arabia. Oh. It cost an estimated $15.49 billion.
Is that just contractors saying, you guys are rich. I'm overcharging for this.
Well, no, that's Saudi Arabia money. There's probably gold fixtures on everything.
Oh. Gosh.
Have you ever been there, Hooman?
I don't know if this is 100% true, but I heard you have to be Muslim to be allowed into Mecca.
Oh. Well, this overlooks Mecca, but I don't know that it's in Mecca.
Say the name of the hotel.
Abraj, A-B-R-A-J, A-L.
I'll bite.
B-A-I-T.
Yeah.
Hotel and residential complex, so you can buy homes there.
And it looms over Mecca.
Uh-huh.
That seems like the wrong word.
It looms.
So that's $15.49 billion. The International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor built in France comes in at $14.25 billion. And another power plant off of Finland costs $9.22 billion.
Oh.
Apple Park. Does it look great?
Wow. Here,
spectacular.
Is this the Abraj thing?
Yeah, it depends. Here, let me.
Can you say it for us?
He said, Abraj, I'll bite. He took off his headphones.
Oh, that's too bad.
I mean, it just seems like Mecca is a holy land,
that
right?
That doesn't look that great at all.
But then it looks like that, too.
Oh, okay. It's all gold. The whole outside is gold. Say. It's gold everywhere.
That's kind of the overview.
That's what I expected.
And is that Mecca?
It dominates the landscape.
It does.
You think that...
Someone out of Lord of the Rings.
So is this the place?
Yeah, well.
Lord of the
that's
Rings.
All the people. See, that's the...
It's weird, too. It actually has like a Big Ben on top of it, too. That is bizarre. It looks totally out of place. All right. Abraj El Bite.
Vinny, 925.
Circle, you know, that black thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow.
Boy.
925 says, my friend worked on the new Apple building, and the price tag is probably because they got halfway through the construction and changed their mind.
On what?
On a bunch of stuff.
Oh. Well, technology does change so fast these days.
We can't have it like this.
You might be looking at stuff going...
That looks outdated.
This already stinks.
Right.
Man.
Oh, 510 says maybe the Salesforce Tower isn't on there because it's not finished yet.
Maybe.
Oh, all right.
Is the campus all finished?
I don't think they've all moved in yet.
Yeah.
But the article is from the Mercury News, and it has Apple Park at $5 billion. So, and it's not even a skyscraper.
No.
So, a couple things. That hotel is 100% in Mecca, guaranteed. Like, it's right there. It's in the heart of Mecca. Secondly, only Muslims are allowed to enter Mecca. If you enter Mecca and you're not Muslim, you will be deported.
Oh, you don't just, like, turn to dust and blow away?
Could happen, too.
So pretend Muslims could get in there.
Well, they quiz you. They ask you a bunch of prayers. Like,
well, I'm gonna study.
Will
if
you?
I want to go see if I'm gonna go to Mecca. Sure.
So if you
no,
ever...
I'm not gonna. Duman, you don't have to ask me any more questions. I'm never going to Mecca.
Well, I was just gonna say if you ever go to Jerusalem, will you ever go to Jerusalem?
Probably no.
Well,
I'm gonna say no.
And you want to go? You want to go inside the Dome of the Rock?
Yeah.
You know, the third holiest site in Islam. They ask you a bunch of questions. Before they let you
in. Is that a Muslim thing or is that a...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's the Muslim temple that's built on top of Solomon's temple. It's the most disputed piece of real estate in the whole world.
Well, I'm never going there.
Yeah, it's tense. It's definitely tense.
Sometimes you just need a ciggy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there you are. Nothing to do. You didn't get that one you wanted, the last one. You didn't get to enjoy it the way you'd hoped. Mm. You were rushed along.
Right.
And there you are on a plane, just binging, having a Nick fit.
Yeah.
An airline passenger was made to put out a cigarette, and so she threatened to kill everyone on the plane.
Oh, for God's sake.
This happened on Southwest. A passenger was smoking in the bathroom somewhere between Portland and Sacramento on Saturday, according to the airline.
That's not even that long of a flight. Come on, lady.
Sometimes you just need a cig, Sarah.
Yeah, but if you can't go 4 hours without it, I mean, between the airport journey and the actual flight, come on. Like, what do you do? Everybody knows you can't smoke on a plane. So... did the alarm go off? I've always wondered about
that. I guess this lady had gone so far as to tamper with the smoke detector, so the flight attendant barged in on the woman.
Oh.
This at least got her out of the bathroom, but it didn't improve the situation. The woman ripped an oxygen mask off the ceiling as the crew forced her back to her seat.
Oh.
And then she started yelling. I have a destination for myself, the woman yells as passengers behind her look up, going,
What's happening?
What is happening?
What is
here?
Destination not the same one that the plane is going to?
She's wearing a hat, sunglasses, and an overcoat and collecting her belongings as if she's going to leave the plane.
Oh,
meanwhile, it's midair.
You really should have a parachute option on some of these. Just shoot them out.
She says, I swear if you don't land... And this is as the flight attendant is blocking her from the aisle. I will kill everyone on this bleeping plane, she yells.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't on this plane.
The attendant says, you will not. She replies, I will.
Oh, my God. What is happening?
Sheriff deputies were waiting at the airport. They arrested Valerie Curbelo, 24. On a felony charge of making a death threat and jailed her on a $75,000 bail bond.
They didn't divert the flight, though. They went to Sacramento.
I think that they were probably close enough that it was this.
Where were they coming from again?
Portland.
Oh, Portland.
Was that 2 hours? The most?
It's a short flight. And in between there, you'd have Eugene. And then is there a Redding airport?
I don't know.
Besides that,
where else are you going to divert to?
In fact, that's not even. Did they say it's a 4-hour flight?
Because it can't be. It's 2 hours from here to Seattle, right?
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. That's just a.
Right, that's a hopper.
Right. When approached by press, this Curbelo woman said, "It wasn't me."
Wasn't me.
Oh, really?
Okay.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I might have missed it, but did you guys already talk about Mayor Ed Lee passing away? We did.
We have a few
multiple
times.
And it's on our Instagram, too. Put a little tribute up to him.
Thank you.
Sure.
Love hearing Sarah talk about the gardens in Sonoma. Wondering if she or Yuzi has visited Filoli.
No.
Oh, Filoli. Oh, yeah. I've never been there. Oh,
yeah. Gorgeous gardens and estate down near San Carlos, Belmont. You'd both love it.
It's if you're going southbound, it's on the right side of 280, right after 92, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's really nice.
I always want to go there. And was that the place where Dynasty was
filmed? Oh, was it?
Oh, that like mansion-y place? Yeah. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Oh, we should go
They
there.
Do tours and stuff for the gardens. I think there's a lot of events you could rent it out for as well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something to do this upcoming vacation.
Yeah, maybe we'll take my mom down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll call you if I do.
Yeah, do that.
Meet me over there.
Okay.
Shooter is amazing. It was on USA Network and Netflix took it over.
Oh.
So it's not a Netflix original. I guess they just decided to... Or maybe
Snap
they're still
up.
Making it on USA and they're just showing it on
USA.
Yeah,
there's old seasons of
Okay, so that might
shows
be it too.
On Netflix.
Nice to see Ryan Felipe getting some work though, huh, Hooman?
I'm happy for
your old buddy.
He's a nice guy, man. He's got some bad press, but to me he was cool.
He's a surprisingly good actor too. Like
Go see Way of the Gun. That's one of my favorite films of all time, and him and Benicio del Toro are the stars of that. Good old Benicio.
It's in your top 10 of best films of all time?
No, it's not in my top 10. Oh. I'd say it's in my top 20, though.
Oh, that's
really?
Still saying something.
Yeah, I'd say it's like 18 or 19. Sure. Really good. Way of the Gun.
Well, I am surprised.
James Caan is in it, too. You like him.
I got surprised with Aladdin tickets for tomorrow. I would love my Alice family for tips. Do I dress up?
What's the theater? You should look nice.
Yeah, you should look nice, but I didn't... It was not suit and tie nice.
No. Well, maybe on a Friday night, though, people do get more dressy. Like, for a matinee, I would think, you know, you're fine in just, like, upscale casual.
Well, they said tomorrow night. Tomorrow's Wednesday night.
Oh.
Still, I don't know. Nice sports jacket, a collared shirt.
I was trying to leave the house in a button shirt. I spilt purple smoothie on me and left in a black t-shirt. But that's, you know, I tried to go button and have since purchased a couple new button shirts.
Just so that, you don't only have one.
So that I'm not completely
I was thinking, you only had one?
out of luck when the one button shirt has purple smoothie down the front of it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is still keeps getting cycled to the bottom of the... laundry and has not been cleaned yet. It can't be.
You should just go ahead and
throw that away. There's no
try
way.
Try some spray and wash.
Actually, spray and wash and those stain stick things, those are great. Just leave it.
Try it.
Yeah, try it. Yeah. Why not?
Right.
Sometimes it's amazing.
Okay. I don't ever dry clean anything.
Doesn't your girlfriend dry clean stuff all the time?
I don't remember to put it near her stuff.
Can you give her a message on Facebook to
grab that? Handle it today.
Will you?
Sure.
I'll text you later.
Bonnie and Holman are amazingly on point a lot of the time and have insights that I often take into consideration and really appreciate. Tone deaf.
Oh.
Take a look in the mirror. You are booing yourself.
You're booing yourself.
Me? I'm booing
myself?
No, the listener was booing
Did you not hear the hateful text we got earlier?
They were mad at the boys.
For not caring that Yzette's hair was asked to be let down.
by a boy. Oh.
What's
child.
Coming up in the-
weirdly too. Yeah.
Take down your hair and lower that tongue.
You know, I have some sexual assault stuff, and we'll be speaking ill of the dead, which is always fun. And we have the 12 days of holiday $500.
Oh yeah.
Westfield San Francisco Center gift card right after the
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.